WSOL HD2 Yulee. W272CQ Jacksonville. Sunny 102.3. Jacksonville's greatest hits. The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of Sunny 102.3 or its parent company, Delmarva Educational Association.
Sunny 102.3 presents the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show with Rick Hale, Joe Dionne, and Jeff Altman.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing.
Oh, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, it's Friday, and we're on the Gone Fishing Show.
Fish Florida.
There you go.
Gone Fishing Show.
Okay.
Fish Florida.
This is the last show for the month.
Yes, people. I'm glad. Thank you, Jeff. Next week, we'll be playing a best of.
That's going to be hard to find.
Boy, you're sitting next to Joe just too much.
Right? I know.
What can I say?
Hey, wow. We can switch because I'd rather have that young lady sit next to me.
Well, she's going to switch.
Yeah. I'm the guardian today.
I'm going to go sit on your lap.
Okay. Hey, how y'all doing out there?
How y'all doing? How right, you doing?
Fish Florida going fishing.
Hey, how
show.
You doing?
I'm fabulous.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
Linnea's in studio with us today. We ain't had that young lady in a while.
Hey.
Good afternoon, Linnea.
And good afternoon.
Wonderful to see you again.
Well, it's wonderful to be here.
I like your lucky shirt.
I like it. My lucky shirt.
Yeah, we consider Linnea part of the team, but she works quite a bit, so it's hard to get her in here often.
I would make sure all the word is showing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I know.
We already had
that
discussion.
Yeah, I gave you about time about my shirt.
All right.
Like, wow.
Well, there's a couple of people I want to thank. I saw one of them just a little while ago, and they're leaving us as writers. But let me tell you what, our newspaper has come a long way since we started 3 years ago. And without their help, it would have never been possible. And
it's probably tripled in size.
Tripled in size.
Nice.
But Leon Dan has been with us since day one, and Chip Wingo. They're both going to retire for a while, and I understand it. It's, you know, coming up with fresh, good ideas for 3 years.
That's not easy.
It's not easy.
No.
And they've done, both of them have done excellent jobs. And Joe, I think Leon found us a captain to replace him.
Yes, he did. And I'll have the information on that coming up. But Leon will have his report in for December. And then starting January, his replacement will be coming in.
Yeah, I want to thank him, both of them, very much for the 3 years of work that they did for us. And I deeply appreciate it. And really, here at Thanksgiving time, me and Joe have a lot to be blessed, or thank our blessings for, because we've had 20, 30 people that have helped us so much with this paper, and then some great advertisers that have been with us the whole time, and we sure thank you. It's been a great, great three-year run there.
And the radio show as well.
Radio shows 9 years now.
We're is it really?
Eight years.
We've had eighth birthday. We're starting our ninth year this year. And
we need to get Linnea to write, and it'll be click click boom with Linnea.
Oh, it'll always be it'll be top water this month.
Click click boom.
What happened in top water this month?
That's a lot of years on the radio, Rick.
It is
doing good.
Well, on the agenda today, if you're through, Rick, I'll jump in here real quick. Yeah. Give everybody a rundown of what we're expecting at 12:20 today. We're expecting Mr. Andy Walker. Andy is with the Fish and Wildlife Foundation of Florida, and we're going to talk a little bit about some fish and wildlife conservation. This man has put an organization together that is unbelievable, and he will come on and give us some information on that. Later on after Andy, we got Matt Fueo is going to give us a Southwest Florida report. Devin Kenai, he's in Southeast Florida, offshore. Woo-hoo. Yeah, Pam Worth. You know Pam.
I know, my buddy Pam.
Yeah, Pam calls in now every week.
Yay.
Good. Pam will be giving us a shout today.
From her.
Yep, kayaks and tournaments. Captain Steve Niemöller. You know how I remembered his last name? By that report. You remember that report? Well, that's his
the
last
Mueller
name.
Niemöller.
It's not Niemöller. It's Niemöller.
Niemöller?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Victoria, for correcting me on that.
Some freshwater guy will probably come in.
Yeah. Right? And, yeah, that's Captain Steve. And Rick Sutherland. Rick's in Central Florida as well. So we got Rick and Steve going to give us some freshwater information, some good reports, and let us know what's been going on all week down there in Central Florida.
Alrighty.
So that's the rundown on our call-ins today.
Well, I was real excited, and the best of, we came in third place in marine and bait and tackle stores.
Nice.
Strike Zone, one of our advertisers, came in first.
Yeah.
B&M came in second, and Rick's Bait and Tackle came in third.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
West Marine was fourth, and Trout Creek was fifth. And
Browns wasn't in there?
That was the top five.
Okay.
That was it. But I'm excited to be
here. Oh, yeah. Hey, man. Congratulations.
And
I know I voted for you.
So
I didn't even vote. I didn't know it was a vote.
Well, so we didn't – I didn't go publicize it, and Browns might not have either.
Yeah.
Some people got out there and started, you know, you can publicize it.
Well,
you're
had,
on the
yeah,
list.
I had some stuff popped up, and when I did, I was like, oh, yeah.
Because I'd have voted for Jim's Bait and Tackle. He's up in Frederick, Oklahoma. I met him when I went up there fishing
good
a few
guy.
Years ago. Yeah, real good guy, so I would have voted for him, too.
Why didn't you stay up there?
Did you catch a muskie?
A muskie?
No. Striper. You know,
striper.
The stripers.
A muskrat.
You just go to Black Creek to do that.
A muskrat.
Muskrat.
That's what he called.
Muskrat love.
Captain Tennille.
I know, right?
Okay.
What a stupid but, song.
I know. I know.
Anyway. That was a good music.
I was real excited about that, and I really appreciate those who voted for us. And sure, thank you. Sure do.
Well,
okay, so.
In studio, like I said, Jeff is in with us today. He was on time. 3 minutes ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's ahead of schedule. And didn't bring him anything to eat either,
no,
so I don't know why to take that.
He didn't bring snacks,
hey,
nothing.
No, man. I ain't doing that snacking stuff as much
hey,
anymore.
I'm down to 171. I'm going to keep it that way.
I got you beat.
I bet you do.
I was 168.
Wow. I got
nice.
Both of you beat. 212.
Nice. Yep. I almost hit that 200 mark, and
that's,
I was like, oh, my God.
That's from the waist up.
I'm not
going
to hit that.
That's from the waist up. All right.
Joe, you're the only person we see your belly come around the corner.
10 minutes before I do. I know. I've heard them all.
Uh-huh.
Retired life is good, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll let you know if I ever get there.
Never get there. All right. Fishing. Let's get to fishing.
All right.
Love it.
Well, first of all.
I've been seeing a trout picture or two.
Yeah, everyone's talking about how great the trout are.
I went out, one of the first days the wind was just howling. And me and
was
Terry
that Saturday
went out.
Last weekend?
No, it wasn't a weekend day. It was a weekday.
Okay, go ahead. And that was the wind howling.
No, it's died down. So Rick went out.
No. But anyway, we caught some nice trout over by the JTB Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
But the wind was just unbelievable. So we went back to some of the creeks back there and saw some reds back there in that area, and all of a sudden, all the captains decided to come into the creeks to get their charters out of that
yeah.
wind. But the trout bite was, if you could stay in one place long enough, then you could catch some trout. Trout were out there.
We did good last weekend.
And yesterday, there were some nice trout that came in the store.
Oh, nice.
And
So, Juana's on fire with trout right now. Yeah.
Trout came in the store? Some nice trout came in the store.
That's right.
Okay. Did they walk up, drive through, or how did they do it?
I know, Joe. This is
hard. You don't want no drive-throughs.
We already had all the store.
You don't want no drive-throughs.
No, you had that.
Already had the drive-through. But people brought them in.
Okay, they brought them in.
You're right. All right.
No walking fish.
So it
was good.
Gotta
be specific with me. I'm reaching that age now. Almost caught up with Rick. Another 7 years.
The Reds up until this last weekend. I haven't been out since last weekend. The Reds were still pretty good. They just are. Even the trout were wanting it slower. And the Reds want it really, really slow.
Yeah. Really.
Really slow.
So, yeah.
I mean, to the point where it was like, here, just go ahead and hit it. I see you. You see it. I'll just leave it right there. It's there.
Well, I couldn't believe the water temperature 3 weeks ago was 80 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Now it's not.
It's and like, then, what, 59 or something?
Yeah, it plummeted.
59 to 61.
Yeah, it's plummeted.
Which is some of the trout water.
Yeah, some of the creeks were in the 50s, and the other creeks were in the low 60s.
Yeah.
Well, some good news. We got 80-degree weather tomorrow.
I know. I'm so excited to go fishing.
I am so excited to see maybe some money.
Right?
It's been tough since the hurricane came through.
Yeah.
And the trouble is, and I wish if anybody knows the answer to this, I don't understand why we're continuing to have all these king tides or flood tides or whatever you call
them. Why they're so late in the year? Because, I mean, usually end of September, we usually have the last of them. You know?
Now we're the end of November and the water's...
And the water's insanely high.
Yeah,
and it gets insane. And not only is it insanely high, like last weekend, it was held in. So at low tide
from that northeast wind, low tide wasn't low tide.
Right. I mean, there was no low tide. It was kind of middle tide.
You would think that the last couple of days that wind's been out of the west, blowing like the Dickens, and you would think it would keep the water out, but it's not.
It's not letting it back out. I don't know. I haven't been out this week, but last weekend that's what I saw was just the wind was holding it in, and so it wasn't ever getting out.
Unbelievable, king tides. But anyway, if anybody's got an explanation, I'd love to hear about that. I know it's supposed to be the moon and the sun and everything lined up and everything, but they've been lined up for a heck of a long time.
Yeah, I'm tired of the floods and the flooded tides.
Also, my front page article is on keeping the river clean, and I wrote about Lisa
Reinemann.
Reinemann, thank you.
You're welcome. That's why I'm here.
At least we found the reason for it. Okay.
He has a purpose.
Somebody has to correct him every minute.
Here's his other purpose.
So we got Linnea's going to do something for us here in a minute.
Okay, what part did you want me to do?
Start from the top, kid.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you're listening live to the new Fish Florida Gone Fishing Radio Show. On Sunny 102.3 FM, located in Jacksonville, Florida. Call us live at 904-831-1023. Do you want me to continue?
If you want to. You got about 30 seconds.
If you're outside of the Northeast Florida area, you can tune in from anywhere on the planet by streaming the show on your computer or by downloading the app for your phone on the website at www.fishfloridagonefishing.com. No G in fishing.
Very good.
And there's a line lighting up. We'll take our break right now.
Let's go. All right, y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at Real Keeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give Real Keeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. Real Keeper Realty, your home, your future. our commitment.
No matter how well maintained your boat is, things can still happen. Props get sheared off, water pumps fail, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing on water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. The average tow is around $700. Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. Or give them a call at 249-4422. That's 249-4422.
Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the Fat Cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Hey, we're back.
Hello.
Hey, we've got on the line Mr. Andy Walker. Andy's with the Fish and Wildlife Foundation of Florida. We're going to talk a little conservation. Andy.
How are you?
Hey, my friend. How you doing?
Good. I'm enjoying this weather. I hope you are, too.
Yes, we're doing fine up here. It's finally nice today.
It's really gorgeous.
It's got the nighttime where you can leave the windows open and, you know, don't have to really run the heat that much, so.
Yeah, I was in Tallahassee last night, and normally I'm down around Tampa, Sarasota, and it's a big difference up here and feels great.
Well, good. All right, so what is going on since we talked with you last?
Well, a lot of things, actually. I'm pleased to announce this week that we got a $100,000 check from the Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's Outdoor Fund.
There you go. That's a good deal.
A very good deal. And when I was on last month, you may remember we were talking a bit about the coral disease that we and FWC and many people are working on to try to figure out what this disease is, how to breed corals that are resistant to it and get them back out on the reef from Martin County down to the Tortugas. And Bass Pro has decided to support that. So this $100,000 is going to go into helping us complete our plans for a coral greenhouse where we can breed corals and increase their number and get them back out on the reef. So that's one thing they'll support with it, and we're just really pleased. And this is on top of the $50,000 they give us every year for trophy catch, which I'm sure many of your folks are very familiar with and no doubt compete in. And in fact, yesterday was the annual Trophy Catch Hall of Fame ceremony, and everybody had gotten a bass over 13 pounds was rewarded at a ceremony with a replica mount of their bass from New Wave Taxidermy.
Gosh.
Wow. American Registry. And Bass Pro kicks in $100 gift cards, so it's a great deal. And this year's winner yesterday was Brian Hammett, who caught and released a 15-pound, 13-ounce bass from
Orange
Lake.
Gosh, man.
Yeah,
I thought a 6-pounder was a nice fish.
That's what that one eats.
So we should all head to Orange Lake, obviously. That's the place to be this year.
Jeez, 15-pound bass.
No.
Andy, I'm looking at the deadly coral disease that spread through Great Florida Reef.
Yeah.
Okay, and now that's on down towards the Keys and on up to how far up does that go? Palm Beach?
It goes a little past Palm Beach off of Jupiter and Martin County is the northern limit. And it was first noticed in off of Miami on Virginia Key, and it spread north and south about the same speed. We think water currents are pushing it along, and so it's only taken 4.5 years for it to get all the way to Key West, and so there's still unaffected corals down, you know, beyond that, all the way down to the Tortugas, but you know, eventually it's likely to get down there and starting to show up in that Caribbean.
Okay. So, Annette, is this the particular area that y'all are going to be studying?
Yeah. So the way this is working is that FWC and University of Miami, NOAA Southeastern, Moat Marine Lab in Sarasota, and the Florida Aquarium in Tampa and a few others have been collecting healthy coral samples, transporting them to places like this new coral greenhouse that we're creating, and breeding them. And there's so many corals that are being pulled out because 22 species in total are being impacted by this disease, that we now have 22 aquariums across the country who have said, we'll hold these corals for 2 or 3 years for you, learn how to grow them for maximum productivity and reproduction while you guys build more facilities in Florida. And then, so that's what we're in the process of doing. And then there are several in-water nurseries that have been created in the Tortugas and elsewhere to hold these corals. So we can kind of use those as places to test these corals against the disease. And see if the disease is still very strong in the waters or if some of these corals show resistance. And then the ones that do survive that, those kind of tests, then we can breed those in much larger numbers.
Okay. It says, once infected, corals lose living tissues and turn white. Not to be confused with the coral bleaching caused by higher water temperature.
Yeah, that's right. So with coral bleaching, what happens is if we have a really, you know, unusual hot spell, and which we get every so many years here and elsewhere in the world, the corals will actually expel the algae that gives them their color because they're so stressed. And if that heat event continues, then the coral animal itself will eventually die. So you know, when these episodes happen, everybody hopes that it's very short in duration so that the algae can then recolonize the coral animals. And they provide a lot of the food for the animal. They photosynthesize what the coral animal lives off of. So reefs can certainly recover from bleaching events, but, you know, coral is slow growing, so you don't want them to happen with any real frequency. Those type of corals, they'll turn white, but with stony coral disease, you'll get little white splotches on a big coral head, like a brain coral or a staghorn. And then it'll spread very rapidly over 2 to 3 weeks. It'll just grow out. And the tissue, just the animal and the algae, it just all dies. And the living tissue is kind of sloughed off. And so you can have a 100-year-old coral in the space of, you know, 2, 3 weeks, a month. The whole thing will turn bony white and be completely dead. Now the good news there is you have the physical structure of the coral. So for many fish, you know, that's what's most important. You still have the physical structure, and you can go back in and plant coral on top of those big dead coral heads, and it'll grow relatively rapidly and take it back over. But that's where we need disease-resistant corals to be able to transplant back onto those dead coral structures.
How serious, on a scale of 1 to 10, is this, Andy?
Well, from a coral reef perspective, this is probably an 8 or a 9. We've not seen a disease that is so lethal and has affected so many species. It's about half of all the stony corals, which include brain and staghorn and elkhorn, all the hard corals. And that's why this national effort has really taken off. From a fisheries perspective, obviously, it's going to be the fish that depend on the reef, both for food and also for shelter, that'll be most impacted. Over time, a dead reef, you know, with storms and wave action, it'll crumble. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of fish that aren't bothered by it now, if we don't do anything over the next 10 years and the reef just starts to crumble in place, then they lose the physical structure that they need to hide from predators and the like.
Well, the research I've done says that this basically started in 2014, which is 5 years ago.
That's right.
Has there not been any research done on what type of disease this is, or have they just not been able to determine anything through research?
Yeah, it's really, you're right about the date, and it's really the latter. They started working on it right away to figure out what it was. And, I am by no means an expert in this, but apparently coral biology is very complex. And you can see, you know, maybe a disease. You can identify bacteria that's impacting the coral. But what they don't know is that disease actually what caused the original problem, or is that disease only taking advantage of the fact the coral has been weakened by, say, a virus, or, you know, maybe there's a chemical in the water. So there are a lot of variables, and FWC with George Mason University in Virginia and some folks at the Smithsonian are taking the lead on trying to figure this out. It looks like a bacteria that's being carried by the water, but they want to make sure there's nothing underneath that that's the original problem.
We've got a guest in with us today. She's actually part of the team. She just comes in whenever she can get a break from work and sits in with us. Linnea,
yes.
And you are originally from Oregon?
Correct.
Is there, what's the situation up there? Is there coral off the coast of Oregon?
I don't really know. I mean,
there isn't.
I wouldn't, because I would think the water is cold there.
Yeah, it's all not, cold water. Not, right. Yeah. So it's tropical.
This is one of the very few, and again, you correct me if I'm wrong over there, and that this is probably the largest coral reef in the United States. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's okay. About, all told, it's about 360 miles long.
And to my knowledge, it's the only major one in the United States.
That's right.
Okay. So with this dying off, it's a very severe situation.
Is it a new thing caused, just kind of like the same with all the, you know, got the red tides and the blue-green algae and all that? Is it kind of all the same?
We're going to hold Andy over till to the next segment.
But, Andy, the one thing I wanted you to think about while you're on break is that last time we talked, the research I had done, a lot of it was done due to pollution in the Keys. And I would just kind of like to know what you think about that. All right, Joe.
All right. Number 904-831-1023. You're listening to the Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show in Jacksonville, Florida on sunny 102.3 FM. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Well, the first thing you do is hand the ball off to the guy who's going to run with it. Like number one, Woody Folsom. He'll not only run with it, he'll likely score. I mean, boom.
Business is booming in Bexley at Woody Folsom Automotive. Find new roads and register to win the new 19 Buick Regal Tour X. We're giving away free December 31st at 5 o'clock.
At Associates and employees not eligible. Must be licensed drivers 18 and older.
All 19 Buick Encores are 22% off MSRP. You can't lose.
19 Chevy Silverados up to 20% off stickers. Sierra.
And heavy-duty GMC Sierras, 2500s, getting gone at $11,000 off MSRP. Register to win that Buick Regal 2X we're giving away on New Year's Eve.
Check WoodyFalsom.com and then come on to Baxley.
Hey, what'd I tell you? Woody Folsom scores again. Yeah, you know, I might be fake, but Woody's the real deal. Boom!
Some restrictions apply. See deal for details.
The IRS and state tax agencies don't wait until after the holidays to demand payment or take collection action. J. David Tax Law and our firm of experienced tax attorneys live and work in this community, and we're standing by to defend you or your business in any IRS or state tax debt. Helping people in our community is what we do. And in this season of giving, we invite you to join us in our support of worthy local charities like Dreams Come True, Sanctuary on 8th Street, Cars for Our Troops, Rethreaded, Faith for Freedom, and PAX's Canine Cure. These organizations do a wonderful job for those in need. At J. David Tax Law, we believe strongly in being a responsible corporate citizen by providing funding to charities that support our community. We invite you to do the same, and we wish you and your families a happy and safe holiday season. If you have tax problems, call us now at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777 for a no-cost consultation. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Many families have a Thanksgiving tradition that allows each person at the table to express something they are truly thankful for. That tradition calls to mind the French proverb, "Gratitude is the heart's memory." It's healthy to exercise our heart's memory by expressing our gratitude. That tradition also calls to mind the Apostle Paul's admonition to give thanks in everything. The Thanksgiving tradition of expressing thanks could last indefinitely if every person gave thanks for everything. But we have good reason to do just that. Whether joyful or difficult, every experience is used by God for good in the lives of those who love Him. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's reasons to give thanks on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
For a smarter holiday home, come to the Home Depot, where right now, the Google Nest Learning Thermostat is a very smart $70 off. And save $50 on the Google Nest Hub. Adjust the thermostat from across the room at a holiday party. Get recipes from Google Hub. And right now, do it for less. Get holiday savings now on Google Nest, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, limit 2 per customer, cannot combine with any other offer, valid through December 4th.
Paid for by OpenJar Concepts. Attention veterans and active duty military. Were you issued combat arms earplugs after 2002 and later diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears? In 2018, the manufacturer paid to resolve claims that these earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels resulting in hearing loss or tinnitus. You fought for this country. Let our attorneys fight for the compensation you're entitled to. Call 800-245-8178 for your free legal consultation. Again, that's 800-245-8178.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Okay, and it's Rick. We were talking between the break and everything, and I have done a lot of research just out of, I guess, curiosity and interest, and to the reefs. And still, some of the main things that I'm finding out is pollution.
Yes. It's
you there, Andy?
I am.
Okay. That the pollution is, in other words, the viruses might be caused from the human waste that the Keys in that area are dumping into the ocean.
You know, I was just talking with one of our good partners, Victoria Brinkley, at the Fish Florida Association about this a few weeks ago. And we think there seems to be good scientific evidence that water pollution certainly weakens coral, stresses coral, as you would imagine it might.
Mm-hmm.
And you always have to be worried about the level of nutrients, you know, flowing in to the ocean off the coast. That's clearly a link with things like blue-green algae, of course, and red tide, too.
Right.
But this particular disease, they're seeing it being equally deadly in both really clean waters in the reef as well as waters where they have had some nutrient and other type of chemical issues. You know, I may have said this last time. My personal theory, just based on my years in conservation, is that this disease might be from another part of the world. And
I don't mean to laugh.
We were discussing that.
That's exactly what we were talking about when we were off the air.
Oh yeah, really? Yeah, because it's very deadly, and most coral diseases impact one or two species. They're gone in a month or two. I mean, this killed everything and up to 22 species. So that really sounds like, you know, an introduced disease that got accidentally carried in the bilge tanks of a ship. Now that's my personal one. You know, opinion, and it's not backed up by data, but based on what I've seen with other invasive diseases, it certainly looks like that.
Well, you kind of look at it. We have a history of a lot of invasive species and diseases and events happening that are, you know, primarily in another area, and now they're here.
So, the world has become so small.
Yes.
And, absolutely.
And that's causing that. We were also talking, just like you were talking about just a second ago, like 90% of the plastics in the ocean come from one or two countries, and the currents really carry them over here.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, I've done a lot of work in Pacific at one time, and I never saw the really big plastic, island that's out there. But I just watched even, you know, small countries struggle with keeping plastics out of the ocean. But you're right, the ocean currents carry it absolutely everywhere. And then as it breaks down, it actually becomes more of a problem, because then it's easier for fish and other animals to, you know, intake it, and it gets, you know, get into their systems.
Right.
And we still don't know what the health impacts of that are, if any, other than, you know, in a case of sea turtles, for example, where they get so much plastic in their gut, they starve to death.
Right.
But the average impact on the ecosystem is not at all well understood yet.
Okay.
Very good.
Joe?
Well, you know, I've never really given any thought or time to study the coral. I mean, I've seen pictures. I said, I'd love to swim around it. You know, but I never knew the seriousness and how important coral reefs were, you know, until maybe the last 7, 8, 9, 10 years, because I was just never really interested in it. I had no interest, you know. And now that I see the importance of it, it's a very, very awesome topic.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely is.
And as we all know, one of the most beautiful you know, things to see on Earth, if you find a healthy coral ecosystem. They're just beautiful, and the fish are amazing.
Absolutely.
Now, the Bahamas have coral. Are they having any problems with theirs?
We've heard that this disease may have shown up in one spot there, but I don't have that confirmed.
Okay. Hey, well, when Joe was saying coral's fun to be around, I was thinking about when I cut myself on coral, and it was not fun to be around.
No.
I had some fire coral one time. That wasn't any fun either.
I was in the Bahamas. We were snorkeling. And, of course, I had to get closer than I should have, and I paid for it.
I was in Hawaii.
Is it kind of like getting cut by oysters over here related to the algae getting in, the infections? And
Yeah, they cleaned it up real good.
They don't play.
So I was wondering if this disease that's in the coral, is it threatening the humans if they get cut on the coral or anything like that? Do you have any research done on that yet?
No research, but, you know, our biology being so different, I don't think
cross-species.
We're at much risk there. There doesn't seem to be a toxin that's associated with it that impacts us that anybody has found.
Okay.
Well, that's some unbelievable info that we just got from you today. And I want you to put out a phone number and a website for all the interested people that would love to get some more information on this and maybe possibly even make some donations. I want you to throw the number out there, get a website up, and let everybody know where we're at.
Okay, yeah, happy to do that. So, again, we're the Fish and Wildlife Foundation of Florida, and we're located in both Tallahassee and in St. Pete. And we're the nonprofit group that raises money for FWC and a number of other conservation organizations. So if you want to find out more about coral and the other things we work on, and we also support youth fishing programs around the state, the phone number to call is 850-922-1066. Again, 850-922-1066. And you can find us online at wildlifeflorida.org. That's Florida spelled out. So it's www.wildlifeflorida.org. And there's a host of things we work on that you can see there, and we're happy to answer questions.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you, Andy, very much.
Yep.
Thank you, gentlemen and women. Thank you so much.
All right, but nice have a good weekend.
Linnea, we're getting ready to have a bunch of people calling in and a lot of
stuff.
Yes, sir. I want to know, didn't you just win a tournament this weekend or last weekend?
A couple weekends ago, we participate in the Florida Lure Anglers Club.
Uh-huh.
And they had the last monthly tournament they had was out of Volano for a slam,
right?
Which is a red trout and flounder, and my team won. Yay for us!
Yeah, right.
Every once in a while, you get lucky.
Team consisted of
Steve and myself, and Kyle and Cody occasionally fish with us, and Kyle was on the boat with us that day. So he's actually kind of keen and on trying to participate in all the tournaments.
Currently, Kyle's age now?
He's 12.
He's 12.
Yes, he is currently sitting number one in the juniors in the league right now, the group.
Eesh.
So, nice. So yeah, we got three. We got if anybody is interested in joining the Florida Lure Anglers, the next meeting is at Mudville Grill on Monday, December 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, people.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
wait a
minute. I know.
December 2nd.
Yes.
Something rings a bell there. Somebody might have a birthday that day.
Yeah, right. The day after yours,
Miss Linnea.
Yes.
Yeah, day after.
Are
mine.
You 22 or 23?
49.
Oh Lord.
No. What?
I'll be brave enough to admit it. I will be 50. Woo-hoo! Believe it or not.
The see, big 5-0. I was giving her a compliment. Mm-hmm. You ever seen something like that look so, good at 50 years old besides me?
Oh, that was funny.
Good thing I wasn't drinking my Mountain Dew.
So
I am a stud muffin.
On your birthday at Mudville
I'll
Grill.
I'll be at Mudville Grill.
Celebrating?
No, it's a Monday.
Everybody buy her a shot that night.
Oh, my God.
She'll have about 50 shots lined up.
Oh, it'll be a painful night.
I can go to Mudville Grill and get some mudslides.
Get some mudslides.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Love them. Love them.
But Linnea is a project of good health and activity, and she keeps busy and good mom.
I kayak and fish.
And we're through another segment. No, I didn't get to let her finish talking.
Well.
That was your birthday fault.
It's my birthday fault.
Yeah.
Well, you're listening live to the new Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3 FM, located in Jacksonville, Florida. So give us a call at live at 904-831-1023.
And if you can get through with all the scheduled callers, we'd like to try to get you in there. 904-831-1023.
Click, click, boom.
Yep. 102.3 FM, sunny. 102.3. Fish Florida Gone Fishing. Y'all stand by. Right back.
Sunny 102.3.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745. For the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Madison Bay boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2019 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2019 fishing season with a Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Okay, Linnea, what type of topwater were you throwing, and what did you catch to win the tournament?
I caught the trout and the red. I caught two trout and one red, and I kept the bigger trout of the two. I was throwing a Spook Junior Bone Flash.
Spook Junior?
Okay. Yeah. I went through.
Bone Flash meaning it's a white bonish color.
It's that bonish color, but it's got that little silvery print on the side. Yeah, because there's ones that are just plain with no print on them.
Which is your favorite?
The Flash one. I like that one. That's my favorite. Part of the reason I was throwing it is because it was windy that day. Uh-huh. The Spook flies better, or the Spook Junior flies better in the windy weather. One of the things I noticed about, I love the Rapala, but it the skitter walk likes to hook up, spin around, and it kind of flies like a Humpty Dumpty going through the air.
Do you throw the Skitter V also?
I've thrown the Skitter V also. The Spook will, when you flick it, will tend to fly really straight, and it also doesn't have a tendency to get as jacked up in the real rough and water. Because, I mean, even when it's windy and when it's chunky, I'll still throw top water. And I don't have to go bigger. I've never had a problem needing a bigger one to get him to pay attention.
See,
to
I
it.
Always throw the Super Spook.
Favorite. I love the little one, and especially when the waters cool down and the reds get a little lazier, they like the softer click. They don't really get as excited about the big noisy click. They'll just spook and run away instead.
Like, oh my God!
Yeah, they get all weird about it. So that's my go-to lure.
Well, we were using live bait, and the shrimp seemed to be getting hit a lot better than the mud meadows were, and where we're out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's because the trout bite has picked up so good with this weather.
Yeah, well, the trout bite now's when you want to throw, like, the soft dines, the Paul Browns.
Mm-hmm. Paul Browns,
Now's a good time to throw those. You know, something sinking with the water temperature dropping like it has, definitely want to slow down your retrieve. If you're not catching something, slow it down. If you're going slow, go slower.
Yeah, go really slow.
And then, you know, just one pop, boom, and let it just sit there 4 or 5 seconds. If it's a suspending bait, you know, it's just going to sit there, and then just give it a little bitty twitch just to make it move a little. Well, and if that trout's nearby, he's going to bust it.
We were using popping corks, and one or two pops.
Let it sit for a second.
Let it sit for a second, and then that's when we were getting it. That's what a lot of people, they use a popping cork thinking it's a float. They don't understand.
It's supposed to actually pop. It makes the fish turn around and go, oh, bam, and hit it. It's a reaction bite.
Right. Okay. You know, we got us just with Andy, and he was talking about, you know, conservation. And like I was starting to say, and I never finished up, the front page I'm writing about the river keeper. And one of the things that she said, and one of the things I totally agree, and Lynn, I'd like your opinion, I think the dredging is causing problems in the river and in the Sisters Creek area and the Pablo Creek areas.
Yes.
Both. Are y'all noticing the currents being stronger than they had been in the past?
Not so much stronger, but things are just we were talking about the tides, and everything's different about the tides. And that might be part of, you know, with them it sucking more of a volume of water through. We can get some pretty good currents through there, and it differs based on, you know, the swing of the tide and the wind and everything else. So, I mean, I've seen some pretty good flows go through there. But I maybe that's part of the reason that we're having the higher tides longer is because of changing the water flow. Maybe that's why it's holding the water in better, because there's so much water pushing in.
Yeah. Right. And a lot of the north winds and all that, that's holding the water.
That's holding the water.
But one thing that I've noticed up around the mouth of Sisters and the intercoastal, where it all joins together right there, that is some choppy
it
water.
It is very choppy water. It gets very choppy water.
It gets nasty over there.
Then it's
the flounder pounder day.
We were
you know, south of the bridge of Dames Point, and we had to come back up because we were heading up towards Mayport, and we had to go through that. And I mean, from the time we hit White Shell area all the way past the mouth, it was pretty hairy.
Yeah.
Now, you know, one of the things I did some research on, and I'm going to throw it to the riverkeeper. It said they're saying now in this dredging, usually when we have a bottom, we have junk in it. Okay?
Right.
And it kind of breaks up the flow and so on. But the dredging is making it smooth it just like a smooth highway.
That will increase the volume and the speed of the water as it does, absolutely, without question. Basic physics.
Yeah, and that's why I think, you know, at the turn, because right there at White Shell and Sisters, that's where it makes the bend in the river to head out towards the ocean, or you go right to go down the intercoastal. And just the way the water has changed there over the last few years, I've noticed a big difference.
Well, and I think it may also have to do, also eventually it's going to affect, it has to affect the way the fish respond and the bait responds, because, I mean, with wiping out some of that bottom and making it smooth, you've also wiped out breeding grounds for certain areas and things and a collection of bait or where fish might congregate. So you've changed everything.
I know there's bull rich or congregate there. I know that.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely so. And Jeff, they had congregated there since my dad took me fishing. I've always blamed the recreational fishermen, not the commercial, for wiping out the reds here in North Florida, because they used to sit at the Coast Guard station, the same location, and ambush them. And back then there was no size limit.
Yep.
So
I caught him back in the 60s.
50s and 60s.
I wasn't around then, but I was around the 60s.
I also think that there's been a drastic change in the grasses in the intercoastal areas. I mean, huge change.
What are you noticing
less,
up in Hannah Mills?
Less, no growth.
Well, see, that's one of the things.
Loss of the loose grasses that'll, Like you'll get like that'll come into the you'll get like the grass where the water would flood into the grass, mm-hmm. and you'd have these like grass pads that you know the reds would like to congregate into and stuff, and then they'd go up into the grass when it actually got up into the grass. But you'd have these grass pads that were just kind of growing up in front of them. Mm-hmm. They're not there anymore. The big grass mounds that would outcrop on top of the oyster bed's gone.
And a lot of that is, you know, with the stronger tides and everything, it's going to pull the dirt off those areas.
Not only your stronger tides, but the dredging is allowing a lot more salt intrusion into the water. And so the too much salt gets in there and it's starting to kill that grass off.
Yeah, we've lost a tremendous amount of the loose, sparse grass that you would have that would come off of the bank.
Right.
And be, you know, where there'd be like, you know, 2 feet, 3 feet of water with them standing in it there. And it's not there anymore. It's almost gone. It's almost non-existent.
Now you go to
all over.
You fish some of the creeks. I'm sure you fish, Jeff, and everything on your side of town. And if you go back in the creeks, you see the grass that's sitting there, you know, maybe 2 feet of water. Mm-hmm. And like you're saying,
it's gone.
It's gone on the intercoastal.
Well, you go up into shad at low tide because it drops. I mean, we got a good 7 foot swing there. Okay. And you can look all the way down. It's just this bare.
Yes.
It's bare.
You know, and you notice on the edges, it's not really that. It used to get really green and really thick and lush on the banks, and it's not. It's mostly dead, and it's sparse green little patches here and there. It's not the healthy grass it used to be.
Now I'm over in Arlington, so I'll fish Arlington occasionally. And, you know, over there, we don't have the creeks over there.
Right.
You know, I mean, we've got Arlington River, little Pottsburg that runs up in there. But other than that, you know, you're river fishing.
Yeah.
Or working around the island, things like that. And, you know, I'm noticing around the island, the grasses are...
They're dead or just sparse. They're unhealthy.
Yep.
There's something horribly wrong.
Yeah, Joe, I'd like to get one day, and maybe we might cut down calls or whatever, and get Lisa back in here.
Reinemann, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I would love to.
Sure.
I'd love to have Lanier on the show with her, too. And we get our double thing hooked up.
Yep.
And you two could share a mic, and then put Lisa up here. Like you share my mic.
Share my mic. Okay.